This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Monday, April 5th, 2010. I haven't podcasted since, let's see, I guess I did Thursday's show. That was the group show. But, did I podcast? I don't remember. You guys know. You can probably hear the outside. Yeah, it was on Thursday. Oh, April 1st, April Fool's Day, because it was Ricky's vibrator. Anyway, you can probably hear the outside because I have my windows open because it's so, well, not so freaking hot, but it's very warm today. The temperature right now is 79 degrees, and it is 7:30 in the evening, so it must have gotten up into the low 80s today. Tomorrow, they're calling for 86 degrees. Hello, this is April 5th. I don't remember it being this hot this early in April, or this early in the, well, it's not even summer. This is just spring. I don't know, but it was really hot, so I wore shorts to school today. No big deal. Anytime it gets warm, I start wearing shorts. So, and it was hell going back to school today because I was on spring break last week, and I had a hard time getting up so freaking early this morning, and then I had a ton of, like, meetings and shit I had to do today. So it was not enjoyable going back to school today. You hear that beeping? That's outside. I don't know if you can hear that, actually. I don't know if the microphone's picking that up. Anyway, let's see. On my list of stuff, I've got the warm weather. Talked about that. I just heard on the news, actually, just a couple minutes ago, that there was a mine explosion in the West Virginia. And this is like the, I don't know, multiple time that this has happened or something. And like six people were killed, with probably more trapped in the mine. MINE, not MIND. That's different, isn't it? Yeah, I think so. I'm just, like, talking to myself now. Well, I'm always talking to myself. Yes, it's MINE is mine. Mind is it what you're losing. Anyway, last night on Twitter, my time, it was probably, what, about 7 o'clock or so? Maybe it was, I don't know, maybe it was earlier than that. But I started seeing these messages about earthquake, and quickly turned to CNN, and sure enough, there was a, well, at that time it was 6.9, but then they upped it to 7.2 earthquake in California. And checking the Twitters, I see that all the people who live out there, who I am Twitter friends with, like Wes Stone and Nessa and Auntie Vera and some other Californian people, Michael Sage, but I think he's in Northern California. Anyway, this was in Southern California, and they all felt the earthquake, and they were all okay because they were Twittering, so I'm like, okay, they must be all right, which is good. And then watching the news this evening, found out that only three people, not that it's only, but three people died in the earthquake. Excuse me. That's like, considering how strong this earthquake was, it was stronger than the one that was in Haiti, that, you know, collapsed Haiti. But supposedly the buildings in Mexico have a different building code, and they're stronger than those in Haiti, which I think would make total sense. Anyway, so I was glad to see on Twitter that all the California Twitter people were okay, and they were able to continue to tweet. What else? Earthquake. Oh my gosh, iPad weekend. It was an iPad weekend. I was totally Twittering back and forth with people all over the Twitters. Larry Vader and oh my gosh. I'm yawning. Please forgive me. I haven't done that in a long time. Oh, that's awful. Extra special Chris. We've been chatting back and forth about the iPad. Of course, I did not go to the Apple store on Saturday morning and wait for the iPad to be released. I did not do that because I was actually a little worried that I might actually buy one when I already have one ordered, and that would be a bad thing. So I decided I should not go because I would get caught up in the hoopla of the thing and just go ahead and buy one. And then I would probably do like, I don't know, like sell it on eBay or something when my other one came in. But I don't want to do that. I just don't want to do that. So instead, I did not go to the Apple store. I was just going to live vicariously through other people who got their iPads that day. And of course, I was totally all over the Macintosh blogs, Mac blogs, reading everything I could find about the iPad, the launch, and that they sold 300,000 of them on the first day, and many, many more, I think, today on Monday. I don't think they were open on Sunday. Maybe they were. I don't know. But they were first saying that 700,000 had been sold, or that was one of the estimates that had been sold. But it's really like 300,000 with probably 700,000 in the first week, I think is what they said. Gosh, excuse me. So anyway, I was following that all weekend, and then today I went to the Apple store on the way home from school and said, I've got to get my hands on the iPad. So I went to the Apple store, and you know what? The place was jam-packed. I was actually surprised at the amount of people in there. And they only had, like, if I count them at the table, they had like 3, 6, 8, 10, 12. They had about 12 iPads on two different tables that you could, you know, pick up and demonstrate with. But every single one of them was taken. Like, I could not actually get my hands on one, so I had to wait until someone walked away, and then I got to play with the iPad, and I stayed there for like 20 minutes clicking and tapping and touching and holding and trying as many different apps as I could, and I was trying to feel like the weight of it. Could I hold it with one hand? Can I manipulate it? Can I turn it? You know, I really, really wanted to like do my own little test before I get mine. But, well, my first impression, having only touched it and played with it in the Apple store, is that the iPad is simply amazing. It's, I will say that it feels a little heavier than I thought it was going to feel. But I still think it could easily, I can easily manipulate it with my hands, you know, like not having to worry about it being too heavy. The screen image is unbelievable. It is so crisp and so clear. I couldn't believe it. Pictures come up and they are absolutely gorgeous on that thing. The other thing I thought was really interesting, now I'm not really giving my review of it right now because I don't have mine. I'm just giving one of the couple of minutes that I played with it today at the Apple store. But I'm just giving my first impressions of the thing. The accelerometer, I think that's how you say it, is like instant. If I turn that thing instantly switches to the portrait view or the landscape view or whatever. It was instant. I mean, there was like no waiting. And then when you touch one of the squares to start an application, they start up instantly. It's like there's like no, obviously there's no waiting because it's not a hard drive, it's flash memory. But I was really shocked at how fast this thing was. It did everything fast, from opening the books to going to the bookstore to opening the, I don't know, the contacts list or whatever, and the calendar view. And then I played a couple of the games, that Labyrinth. I don't really care for the games, but I was playing that Labyrinth one where you tilt the iPad to get the ball to go in, or get the marble to go into the hole. That was kind of cool. Again, the accelerometer is like, I keep saying accelerometer. accelerometer, I believe is how you say it. Anyway, its responsiveness is just amazing. I'm just shocked. Because, granted, I don't have an iPhone. I have the iPod Touch, and it's very hard to see on that little screen or even manipulate anything. But that iPad, oh my God, I cannot wait to get mine. But now here's the thing. Okay, so on Twitter this afternoon, Larry Vader and Extra Special Chris and even Scott Mendeau out in California, Scott in the OC, I believe his name on there is. We had a few Twitters going back and forth once I tweeted that when I was at the Apple store, I went to the web version of Twitter, and they have a mobile version that comes up instead of the regular web page, and you sign in, And I tweeted, I'm at the Apple store playing with the iPad. And then a whole bunch of people responded. And I forget how the conversation got started, but we got on to battery life. And Larry Vader said that he had his on all day, and it was still, the battery was still on. It didn't need to be recharged. And then Scott Mendoza was saying that he had people in the office playing with it for 5 hours straight, and it only dropped down to 81% of the battery. So, I mean, that's a pretty amazing. And then Extra Special Chris and I were saying that we had read reviews from reviewers who set up a test, like they played video on it all day for like 10 to 12 hours, and the battery lasted 12 hours, something like that. So I think the battery life is going to be amazing. However, I wonder, though, with the 3G version, is the battery life going to be the same? Like, will it be the same? Because doesn't the whole 3G thing, the cellular whatever thing, doesn't that take up more battery? So I'm curious to see how long the battery will last using the 3G and how good the reception is, and do you have to be really close to a cell tower, you know, all those kinds of things, excuse me. So I am curious about that part of it, which I'm curious about the whole thing, because I still want to do the app for the teachers for the planning and the gradebook thing, because I've seen a couple gradebooks out there, and they, while they're fine, they're not set up the way I want them to be set up. So I wish I knew how to write objectives or Object C or Objective C, and whatever the program language is for the iPhone and iPad, because I would do it myself, but I don't know a clue about it. Anyway, so I spent about 20 minutes in the Apple store, and the one Apple store employee, I mean, I love them, but the guy was so freaking loud when he was answering the questions. I'm like, shut up, because I can't hear how loud the speaker was. I think that might be the only disappointment. Although everyone I've been reading reviews and watching videos of, everybody says that the volume is perfect, but in the Apple store, I guess maybe there were just too many freaking people there and it was just too loud. I couldn't even hear the speaker, and I turned the volume all the way up. I think it was just because the Apple store was so crowded and everybody was making noise, and this guy was answering the questions so loud. The only question I had for him was, do you have them in stock? And he said, we do have a few left in stock, expecting more later this week. So the store that I went to, he said that we sold out on Saturday, but we got a shipment in today. So they got more today, but not a lot. And he said they're going fast. And sure enough, as I was in there, people were walking out with iPads in their bag. So I'm sure they're going to just keep selling. But now I want to know when the 3G version is going to come out. I want that to be shipped to me ASAP, as I'm sure other people who are waiting for the 3G version want as well. All right, enough of the iPad talk, because there'll be more iPad talk in the future when I actually get mine. I'll probably even make a video and tell you much more about it. I will say that this, too, they opened up the, I know I was going to stop talking about, but they opened up the App Store, all the iPad apps in the App Store over the weekend. I think they even started adding things on like March 31st, April 1st, April 2nd, because some of these have release dates in the March and in the Aprils. Well, all over the weekend, when you went to the App Store, it was hard to distinguish which apps were for the iPad and which were for the iPhone. And then under the new and noteworthy, they actually had these little buttons you could click on the iPad or iPhone. Well, today I go to the iPad or to the App Store, and at the very tip top of the screen, you can click on iPhone or iPad so that everything you're looking at is for the iPad. Well, now there's like 4,000 apps already for the iPad that are written specifically for the iPad. And there's tons of free ones. I was really shocked. So I actually did a whole bunch of downloading of the apps. I don't even have the machine yet. And I've got, I click on here. Oh, it doesn't have a number. If I try to count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33. I have 33 apps ready to go. And they're, all the ones I download are free so far. I haven't bought any apps because I don't want to start buying them. I'm gonna wait to buy the iWork versions of Pages, Numbers, and Keynote, because that's gonna be $30 itself. They're $9.99 each. Anyway, so all the ones I have are free, like Netflix and Shazam for iPad, and there's even a Skype version, and I'm very curious to see if that works, because then it would be like having a phone on the iPad using Skype with this cellular connection or Wi-Fi connection. I think that might be amazing. There's, what else? I have a whole bunch. Facebook, my iBird, the bird collection one, IMDb movies and TV. I bought the free Labyrinth version. Yeah, so I got a whole bunch that I'm, oh man, I just cannot wait. I cannot wait for this thing to come in. What is the problem? There's no problem. They're just having to create them. However, Steve Wozniak got his iPad over the weekend, and he got a 3G version, because I can tell by that little black thing that's on the back of it. So, yeah. All right, I should probably stop, because I've been talking about this iPad too much, and that's why the name of this show is iPad Talk. So, hopefully you were not bored shitless with my iPad talk, because I think there are some people out there who are interested in the iPad, and then, of course, there are those who could care less about the iPad, like David B. from the Occasional Fags twittered, "I played with my nephews, and I don't see any reason to have one." I'm like, okay, fine, you know, whatever. I'm a fanboy, you know that. Anyway, the only other thing I wanted to say was I don't care about the NCAA tournament tonight, the Duke versus Butler. Of course, I hope Butler is the winning school, because they're the underdog. And I could care less about Tiger Woods getting back to golf this week. That was one of the major stories on the news tonight. I'm like, oh, please, really? Let's have a break from Tiger Woods. Get back to the iPad coverage. I'm just kidding. Anyway, well, boys and girls, that's all I have for today. Now, this week, this is Arthur's week for the group show on Thursday night. So tune in for that. And that's all I have. So, boys and girls, until next time, bye.